Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Are you ready for some football?
Yes.
Holiday weekend is here. Glad you're here as well. Friday edition, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean here, and Steve will be there in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth. So we'll get a connection between here and Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio, and we'll get the show jumping, and of course, about 24 hours away as we speak from Penn State football here on WKOK. 2 p.m. will be the tailgate show tomorrow from outside the Jordan Center. Steve Jones, Jack Hamm, Derek Williams, Roger Corey on board once again for another year. Appalachian State, and the kick will be just after 3:30. And we will also have it streamed at WKOK.com on your desktop, on your laptop, on your smartphone, thanks to our WKOK app. So download our free app if you don't have it. It's on Google Play, Apple App Store. Just search WKOK. Get access to all of our Sunbury broadcasting stations and every Penn State football and every Penn State men's basketball game when that kicks in October, or November, rather. All of those will be streamed as well. So we're psyched for football. We're psyched for picks, too. 4:35, we'll have Kevin Jones, Steve's brother. He'll check in from the epicenter of Jones Metal in Connecticut. For his picks, as he begins defense of his picks title, and still waiting for the pickles. Oh, speaking of the pickles, Brewers Outlet Beverage Supermarket, Reagan Street, Sunbury. It's go time. You got to get there. If you're going to Penn State tomorrow, you got to get everything you need for the tailgate. That place is Brewers Outlet. Excellent specials here for the long Labor Day holiday weekend. Natural Light and Natural Ice 30 packs, $13.95. Ritas, all the Bud Light Ritas flavors, 12-pack cans, $11.98. And when we talked to Corey from Brewers Outlet last week, when we did our broadcast from Front Street Station, he was talking about all those great Oktoberfest beers. Yuengling Oktoberfest, get it while you can for a limited time. 12-pack bottles, $10.95, and New Belgium 12-pack cans, $9.95, all for you.
Tomorrow's September, man.
Got it, man. Got to get there tonight. Open tonight till 9.
You want to get your Oktoberfest beer now.
Grab your cases.
Right, look, everywhere you turn now, right? Have you noticed this? Pumpkin everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Say pumpkin.
Yes.
You want pumpkin coffee, you want pumpkin drinks, something pumpkin to eat, whatever. So, look, we're kicking October into a new year and letting it go into September. It's Labor Day. You want Oktoberfest beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, saw a TV commercial for a beer ad last night, and they were doing Oktoberfest beers there. Yeah, it's time.
Of course. It's time. Never too early. Come on. Never too early. My goodness.
And demand is high. They usually sell out of that very fast. It's hard for those Oktoberfest beers to stay in stock at Brewers Outlet, so get them while you see them.
Wow. That's because it's good. That's why. It is good.
Still got to try that new Yuengling Golden Pilsner. I got to get that too. I keep saying I'm going to, and we got to. Yes. Yeah.
Did they list what some of the Oktoberfest beers happen to be there?
Of course, they got the Yuengling Oktoberfest. I know Sam Adams has a terrific Oktoberfest, to name a few.
Sam Adams has a terrific. Yes, the Oktoberfest Sam Adams. Oh. Now, that's one Kathy drinks. She'll drink that. Right? She's not a beer drinker. But she'll drink that. Yeah. And, you know, and I know you after, you know, signing away your life by getting a mortgage, you're drinking more beer now than ever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different reason. Sorry.
No. Talk to me on Tuesday. All right. We'll get all the heavy lifting done tomorrow into the new place, and we will be out on the deck for sure.
You will have writer's cramp Tuesday. Sign this, sign that. Now, you're going to move in tomorrow.
Yes.
You're going to listen to the game tomorrow.
You bet I will.
Wow. Devils beat there. Who's that? Steve? Yeah.
She'll take one look at me. It's like, there's more boxes over the other place. Go get them. I'll see you in 20.
Okay. All right. Now, let's give Urban Meyer this level of credit. He's the only guy in the face of the earth that on a weekend where he's faded away and nobody's paying attention, brought attention to himself again. What are you doing? I mean, honest to goodness, I'll be honest. I do know his agent. I do. I've met him a couple times. I know him. Okay? I mean, I know him. I mean, I've met him and have had long talks with his agent because he represents many different people. Okay? There is no way in the face of the earth he recommended to him that he put out another statement today. That's not why I was fired. That's not why I was suspended. Oh, for goodness sakes. Let it rest.
So I guess for some that don't know, during this suspension, he can still be part of the planning Monday through Friday, correct?
I think starting on Sunday, he can coach the team. Starting on Tuesday, he can coach the team. You know, he can be at every practice. I think he can do anything he wants except coach the game next week. I think that's what he's allowed to do starting on Sunday. But then when it gets to the game, he can't coach the next game, then he can't coach the TCU game. But he'll be able to coach them during the week, run meetings, things like that.
Yeah, and I would think those early week press conferences, they will still be held by the interim head coach.
Of course.
Sure. Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah.
But look, he's gonna be everywhere he goes, he's gonna be asked about this. Yeah, but unbelievable. When you sit there, like, nobody was talking about you this weekend.
It's like he's maybe trying to clear his conscience. He's trying to finally put this in, okay, it's the last day of the month. I want to put this in the rear view mirror and let's just move on. Well, you can't. You're still under suspension for a few more weeks.
Move on from what? The intense pressure? Nobody was talking about him. Okay? Nobody. They already went through the cycle and they talked about him and so forth. And on this particular weekend, he was in the rear view mirror until he was going to reappear again as a coach. Okay? And to his credit, he threw himself right back out there again. I don't know who's advising him, but that person should not be around him any longer unless it's himself. You know, I think I ought to do this. Why? He's going to be, especially at the first press conference he has, but really every press conference after this, because you're going to get a different media every time. And in terms of his ability to explain himself, everybody wants an interview with him to have him explain himself. The problem he's going to have moving forward is his perceived history of parsing words and dancing around and perceive that he's told half-truths or no truth. That's going to be the issue he's going to have moving forward. Now, it's self-inflicted over the course of his career. But, you know, he'll have his ability to tell, quote, his side of whatever story he wants to tell, because, you know, literally everybody in sports media does want to talk to him. Now, in Harrisburg the other night, I was asked, did I tell this yesterday? I was asked in Harrisburg the other night about what effect having him back might have on the game with Penn State.
We have not heard this. No.
And how you know, because of how motivated Ohio State's going to be. And I looked over and I said, I don't care if he's there or not. Okay, let's bottom line this. Does he care at all that I'm there?
I think we know the answer to that.
Right? What a coincidence. Neither do I. Is that to me? That's what, you know. Penn State's got James Franklin. That's all I'm worried about. As long as he's there, I'm feeling good about it. But that's weeks away. But, because the person was surprised, and I said, look, I don't care if he's there, and you know me, because I really don't care if he's there or not. If he's there, good. If he's not, good. I don't care. I've only been around him a couple times. I don't know him at all. And like I said, there's also another part of it, okay? Do you care if I'm there on Saturday?
I do, yeah. Everybody listening to this, of course we care that you're there.
Which means I care exactly about what you're doing.
That's right.
Okay?
And when we listen to your broadcast tomorrow, we're going to know you put a lot of prep and time and effort into it because you know that we're here listening to it.
But he doesn't care if I'm there.
No.
Why should I care if he's there? I care about people who care about me. He didn't care about me, so I don't care if he's there or not. See, I'm sorry, but you can swagger in all you want.
I should have been faster though answering the question. I thought that was just a rhetorical question you were throwing at the audience and not at me. But I should have answered back quicker.
I'm a bit concerned. I think you've been hanging around somebody in digital media too long. We've got Shikellamy football coming up tonight as they swing back into action this evening, looking to get back to 500 if they can. And we're also going to have on Eagle 107, Sealands Grove, and at 100.9 The Valley, Lewisburg's got to play at Central Mountain tonight.
A lot of points scored in that game tonight.
Yeah.
And Sealands Grove, Jersey Shore, one of those teams are looking at 0-2, which is very, very rare. So.
And then Shikellamy and Central Columbia?
Yes.
Yeah. And the coach, Dick Hort, in the suit will have that tonight as well. That's at Shikellamy, right?
That is correct.
Another home game.
And Shikellamy will be next week heading to Loyalsock. Loyalsock also has an opportunity. They also could go 0-2 tonight, and they've got Danville to deal with. That's a big game. Rematch of a district championship game from last year.
Is it any fun when the suit after week one already has the playoff scenario set?
It is concerning. Putting the apples way ahead of the cart, you'd think.
Yeah, you'd think. And don't forget game night with Sean on Eagle 107.
Yeah, we're going to have a report tonight from Midwest. First ever high school home football game at Midwest. So many people in that part of Snyder County have been waiting decades for this tonight. And they got to go up against Blue Mountain in that Delaware wing tee. So kids stay in their gaps tonight. They got a shot to go 2-0. That's going to be one of the great stories of the whole year so far in sports around here.
Looking forward to that report tonight. That'll be great. I hope they have a big crowd there tonight. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts. Fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. Led by the barrels of the dills. Well, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Tomorrow's the opener. Second week of high school football tonight. Last night, Northwestern beat Purdue. Northwestern scored all their points in the first half, didn't score anything in the second half. And Purdue hurt itself with penalties in that game.
That game felt like it took 7 hours.
That's because it did.
Oof.
I mean, wow. The King is on today. We're going to do picks. And we're going to hear over and over again about some problem with pickles. Okay, maybe we haven't been able to square the wager up yet. Maybe.
Triple or nothing.
Chris's wedding is in June. I think we better get a double batch. What do you think?
Yes. Or I can meet him in the Poconos in Tannersville somewhere.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you, and thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in that pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All the Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and Sean, it's Oktoberfest time.
Yeah, they got the Oktoberfest Yingling 12-pack bottles, $10.95. Natural Light and Natural Ice 30-packs, $13.95. All those Bud Light Rita's flavors, strawberry, raspberry, and so many more. 12-pack cans, $11.98. And New Belgium 12-pack cans, $9.95. Those specials good through Tuesday. And they're open tonight till 9 and tomorrow 9 to 9. So get what you need before you get to Penn State tomorrow from Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Mm-hmm. Boy. It's like New Year's.
Ah, yeah.
So I opened the show last night from downtown State College. I said, Happy New Year.
That's how I felt. As I was cruising home last night hearing you and Coach and then, you know, then turning the TV on for... You know, Northwestern, Purdue, and it's like, yes, we finally got games that count. Feels good.
Now, here are our picks an hour from now. West Virginia, Tennessee down in Charlotte. Washington and Auburn down in Atlanta. Miami at LSU, Virginia Tech at Florida State, and Michigan at Notre Dame. Wow. How about that? Those are good games. That's a good opening weekend. Now, unfortunately, because I really wanted to watch the Washington-Auburn game, that's opposite Penn State-Appalachian State. It's a 3:30 game, you know that?
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know that till last night when I was looking at the little crawl on the bottom. What do you think of ESPN's new graphic look?
Oh, that's right. For those who did not watch Northwestern-Purdue last night, the little score box is now in the bottom right corner, and it's more of a rectangular shaped. It's more of a rectangular shaped. The last couple of years, it was also in the bottom right corner, but it was more of a box and not a rectangle. But I think it doesn't bother me. I think you still get enough of a full picture where it's not doesn't bother me. But the scoring, but yeah, that little the score bug on the bottom where the you get the constant updates of scores. It looks
too big.
Yeah, it looks like it's now moving higher up the screen from the bottom. I've noticed that too.
Look.
Looks like there's more black and more background and you know.
Here's one.
It's taking less space.
Show me more game and less
more
bottom.
Space. Yeah.
I want to see the game. I tuned in for the game. I don't care about the bottom.
I think they broke that out about a week ago when I was watching some of the last games in the Little League tournament.
They think too much.
Yeah.
You know what? They're really, really struggling right now. They're struggling with everything. I mean, Bob Lee's not on outside the lines for the next 5-6 months. GetUp's boring.
And being trimmed to 2 hours instead of three. Now it's going to start at 8 o'clock when pretty much people are already up at 8 o'clock.
Well, for 19 years, or how many years it was, they had Mike and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And that was successful.
Yeah.
And to ESPN's credit, they split them up and made two shows that were worse.
It's like they thought that we needed that Get Up show. But then again, they were revamping and put so much money into that new studio in New York where Get Up originates from. And it's like they forced that show on us when we really didn't want the show in the first place. But you're right, it really caused a lot of fluidity and a lot of moving parts because now you got Golic and Wingo and you got Greenberg now pretty much trying to salvage Get Up with a rotating list of co-hosts. Now that Michelle Beadle is no longer on the show, they're going to ship her back to L.A. so she can strictly focus on NBA. But she said something about a week or so ago about the NFL, that she's just not interested in watching any NFL shows, any NFL games anymore. Well, if you're going to be on Get Up, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to be part of and talk a little, you're going to talk quite a bit about NFL, especially with
NFL
once a week.
Oh, they've got stuff going back to her watching the Super Bowl. So it wasn't even, some people thought it was a disingenuous comment anyway. Okay. They've got problems. They were 10 years ago, they were a smooth, smooth running machine. There was, to me, 10 years ago, I would have thought it would have been very difficult for them to mess it up. Just like 10 years ago, I think it would have been very difficult for the NFL to mess it up. Yet both organizations are struggling. Now, they're struggling against their own standard. Let's be fair now. ESPN still draws good ratings, especially on games. The NFL still draws good ratings, better ratings than other people envy. It's just not as strong as it was before. But neither one can get out of their way. ESPN, I mean, the last few years, they've just been like chasing their tail. They don't really know. It's like they're guessing. They act as if they don't know what works anymore.
Yeah, Sports Nation got canceled. They did a little bit of revamping on a couple of different hours during the day where they're bringing back SportsCenter. They're going to do 1 hour of SportsCenter in the morning from 7 to 8 when Get Up Hour 1 was on. I mean, that'll kick in as of next week. I think you have now a 12 noon SportsCenter that's coming back. And they also had a show with Bomani Jones, and I'm trying to think of the other guys.
Pablo Torres.
Yeah, they started a new show called High Noon about a month or so ago. And that was on at noon. That was on noon to 1. They called it High Noon. But now they moved that to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So now it's part of that block with High Noon and Levitard Show and PTI and Against the Horn. And
they can do the show in Anchorage. It can be High Noon.
Yeah.
4 Eastern. And then there's the NFL. They can't get out of their way. They are guessing on every decision they make. Is there anybody out there anymore that uses gut instinct anymore? A lot of that happens today, you know, they hire these PR firms. Now, some are really, really good, and others aren't. Okay, let's be honest. Some are good, some aren't. And you could tell at times as the way things are structured that PR firms are giving them instructions as to what to do. Well, it's not working. It's not working. You know, you've got to be able to run something with some gut instinct. You've got to be able to understand. You know, let's take the NFL. You got to understand when it's time to go over and talk to the players' association. Say, look, we need to talk about something. You know, for the betterment of the league and for the betterment of your clientele, we need to talk. Let's work something out here, okay? Where everybody feels better about what's going on. Let's do that. Do they do that? No. ESPN, they're guessing all the time. I mean, same thing. I mean, you see the incredible judgment that takes place these days. You shake your head. What Urban Meyer did today completely defied logic with another statement being put out today. It defied logic because there was nobody talking about him.
Yeah, for those who didn't catch the word, the news on that, he issued a 524-word statement. Hey, how about that? He put it on Twitter, your favorite social media platform.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First public comments since another Twitter statement made a week ago that apologized to Courtney Smith. Quote unquote from Urban Meyer, "My fault was not in taking action sooner against a troubled employee about his work-related issues."
I mean, nobody was talking about him. Now, he's put himself right back in the limelight. He did it all by himself. Does anybody have common sense anymore? We talk about in sports the use of analytics and feel for the game and gut instinct and things like that. Numbers are the safe way out.
If you look at it in a fan standpoint, I think there's now, after what he said today in that statement, I think there's going to be thousands more people feeling uneasy when they walk into the shoe tomorrow. There's so many we just want to put this behind us, get this thing in the rear view mirror, and let's just watch our team come out on the field, script Ohio, and let's get some football going. But now that's going to stay now in the back of their minds a lot more than they wanted it to.
Well, the problem is now is the next press conference he has, and he's going to have one, right? It doesn't matter if they're playing Alabama. They're going to ask him about Alabama. And he can't stand up there and say, look, I just want to coach my team. Next question. I want to coach the team. No, I can't do that. I already put out statements. No. He's going to have to stand there. And guess what? It's going to happen every single week, every single game.
Well, you'd think it would come with the territory. You're making $7 million a year. I mean, you got to, sooner or later, you got to take some shots that are getting fired in your direction. It's part of the deal, isn't it? I mean, I thought it always was. And look at Tom Izzo. Look what Tom Izzo went through earlier this year when all that stuff was going down at Michigan State. I mean, there was multiple game after multiple game. BTN, oh, we're going to go to live coverage of Tom Izzo's press conference. They did that. They did that more than once.
Sure they did. Oh, believe me. I was there.
Yeah,
I saw the second one. I was a witness to the second one.
Yeah.
Patrick Chambers told the media he wasn't coming out because Patrick Chambers was in an absolute no-win situation. So Patrick Chambers did not face the Michigan State media in East Lansing that night. And it was an absolutely intelligent thing to do because he was in a no-win spot. Nobody was going to ask him about the game. They were going to ask him about items that his only knowledge happened to be of what he has read in the paper. So he didn't go out, and it was incredibly intelligent. And my recommendation to every single coach out there, you know, in games that they face Ohio State, is don't take the question because you have nothing to do with it. It's that simple. There's no need to make a comment. It's up to Ohio State, and it's up to Urban Meyer to make comments about it. Not yours. Because even the tiniest thing can be misconstrued. That becomes a problem. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Hey, how about Brewers Outlet Oktoberfest? I don't care if it's August 31st. It is never too early for Oktoberfest. You want to enjoy that at your tailgates? Oh, man. Come on. You want that taste of fall? Oktoberfest. You want to help Sean move into his new home? Oktoberfest.
Yes. Thank you for that. Now, I remember Corey telling me at the infamous Brewers Outlet Sunbury Motors tailgate there right outside Beaver Stadium about a year or so ago, and it was Labor Day weekend. It was opening game, and he said, yes, the Oktoberfest beers go quick every single year. They barely keep them in stock. So, yes, if that's your flavor, if that's what your taste, what you go with, get there, stock up, all set.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's all Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
By the way, I'll throw this in real quick. Brewers Outlet, you can also pick up your tickets for the Lake Augusta Brews and Wine Fest happening toward the end of September. I know Corey has been part of that event since day one. That's turned into a really great event along the river in Sunbury to ring in fall every year.
I love it. That is great. Ah, we're getting to that time of the year. I know we went through a hot spell this weekend, or this week. It's cooled down a bit today. It's been, you know, obviously overcast today.
Yeah, it's really nice and refreshing today. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday next week looks like we're going to be back up near 90 across the valley again.
But you know what? In a short period of time, we're going to be in the 60s. Short period of time after that, we're going to be in the 50s. That time of the year with that little bit of snap in the air might meet a light jacket something. Leaves start to turn. It's beautiful this time of the year. Beautiful this time of the year. I can remember going up to do football games at Syracuse and looking at the trees and then realizing you were playing in the dome. All right, so Oh, wait, we're in a dome? Oh, forget it.
They still got it.
They're in the dome. Okay. Yeah, let's go to Minnesota. In the dome. It kind of takes away from that feeling I had. But, yeah, I love that. I love when the trees turn. I love that just a little bit of snap in the air, maybe a light jacket. It's really, really great.
You know me. I'm on I-80 for my commute every day, and I always look forward to those 2 or 3 weeks every year in October when, yeah, you kind of wake up one morning and think the man upstairs got out his paintbrush, and a little orange here, a little red there on the leaves, and just
gold.
It's
interesting. You ever notice in August now, the ferns turn first? You ever notice that? The ferns turn first. Orange, reds, right? And you can see that already happening. I know we got a little bit of hot weather left somewhere, but this is the last unofficial weekend of summer coming up. And we won't have a show on Monday. Oh, stop applauding. Hey, you, I'm talking to you right there on 147. Don't give me the happy face that I'm no show on Monday. Come on.
Well, that's because of the Phillies.
No, it's because it's Labor Day.
But they do have a game in our spot on Monday.
They do.
Yes.
And I've got one last. For this season, the last Spikes game coming up on Monday. So I actually have games tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. I actually got 4 this weekend.
So for those who think, he can chill tonight and then just have football tomorrow and he's all clear, yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Then I'm a one-sport guy for 10 weeks, maybe? 10 weeks?
Nice change of pace. At least, though, this summer you had a chance to catch Shikellemi's Nick Dunn. Great at the wonderful performance he gave with the Spikes before he got that call up there a couple weeks ago.
Well, I like him as a player, but you know what? He's a good guy. I just like being around him. His family is great. Oh, it's interesting. His family is so. Nick is very can be very reserved. You know, look, he takes his craft seriously. But his family is so outgoing. His mom, his dad, his sister, really a terrific family. That's one of the great things that a chance, at least in a small way, I got to know them a little bit this summer. They're terrific. My father was going around. He had his Maryland, I think it was a sweatshirt on one night. I said, "Hey, you got your Maryland gear?" And he looks over at me. He says, "Hey," he says, it's what I had tonight." All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. And the pickle bar is second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Humble's Wharf.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.